Hi, good morning, Mindy. This is Amy Ricard, Community Resources Manager with Sonoma County Ag and Open Space, and we are back for the last week of our takeover, and we just want to thank the Farm Bureau for allowing us this opportunity to spend time with you these last 2 months. It's been a lot of fun, and we hope you've enjoyed it too. For our last day, we thought we'd flip the script a little bit and interview our general manager, Misty Adias, who was in my role last month. So now Misty is in the hot seat. So welcome back, Misty.
Thank you. Good morning. It's going to be fun to have the roles reversed.
Yes, yeah. I promise I'll be gentle. Okay, so Misty, you have been with Ag and Open Space for nearly 30 years. What brought you to this work and what's kept you so enthusiastic about it?
Well, I think like a lot of people in our line of work, I spent a lot of time in the outdoors when I was younger, so got excited about that. And then I studied environmental studies and urban planning, which is where I got really interested in the relationship between people and land and place. And I think that our organization is really the perfect fit for those interests because we get to focus on natural systems and agricultural production and what really makes for healthy human communities while conserving wildlife, right? That combination. And so, so excited. And I never thought in a million years I'd be here this long.
Right.
Yep. But what's kept me enthusiastic about it is I think Sonoma County is rare that we have a community that supports this work. And it feels really, really good to do this work and to invest in our local community and the and future generations and have community members and taxpayers behind us in that work.
Yep.
I think the diversity of the mission really keeps me enthusiastic because it's never boring, right?
Indeed.
You can, we're always striving to find a balance to make sure that everybody who voted to create our organization sees the piece that was most important to them in the work, but that's hard. Yep. So the ongoing challenge keeps it interesting. And I think, lastly, just that it is incredibly inspiring to work in an organization with such dedicated people.
Yeah.
So the staff and our partners really keep you drawn into the work, right? Mm-hmm. Seeing so many people passionate about doing this work.
Yep, I agree. Definitely. Yeah. Well, if you had to pick one facet of the work that you wish more people knew about, what would it be? And I guess allow you to say more than one if you have to.
Yeah, you know me well. There's no way I'm going to be able to do one. I promise you, I am not just saying this because we are on a From Farm to Table segment, but I do wish people knew more about the agricultural component of our work and our local farmers and ranchers. And I think that people have a better understanding, or it's easier to wrap their minds around when we acquire parkland and people can walk and hike and see the benefits, but I think it's harder for folks to understand the importance of the work that we're doing, partnering with our local farmers and ranchers on conserving agricultural land, which is really at risk quite often as well. And I think that folks don't quite understand the magnitude of the role that our local farmers and ranchers play. So they're not only providing incredible locally grown food for us, nourish us, you know, on a regular basis, but they're also stewards and caretakers of the land.
Absolutely.
And we really have a lot of those folks to thank for the way the county still looks today. So a couple other things.
All right, fine.
You said. One of the other things is that we do work with local partners to do smaller scale community spaces protection. And that's like open space in urbanized areas where people live and work so that folks have exposure to that. And we have provided funding to local partners, whether they be cities or nonprofits or community-based organizations, to conserve all kinds of smaller scale spaces within our communities. And I think that's, it's kind of like a well-kept secret. And places like even the Prince Memorial Greenway downtown Santa Rosa, we helped fund that acquisition in the Gateway Park, which is right at the beginning, or the Laguna Trail right outside of Sebastopol. We even participated in acquiring land to conserve the Windsor Town Green. So things that I think don't really, people don't associate us with. I wish that folks knew more about that. Maybe we'll try to do a better job of advertising that work. And then I'll just say lastly that I think folks don't, it's hard to really wrap your brain around the indirect benefits of our work. So even if we're conserving, you know, expansive wild land that you can't physically touch, that the benefits of that, like clean air, clean water, carbon sequestration, that those are really, really reaching and providing benefit to all members of our community.
That's a hard sort of message to tell. I think, too, even, you know, in these recent years, we've seen a lot of like wildfire, too. So protecting lands that are on the edge of our urban communities can help kind of buffer our communities. We can manage those lands well, and that can reduce fire risk and that sort of thing. So it really has a lot of benefits to our communities that are, it's just hard to sort of tell that message when you, you can't kind of step on the land itself.
So true.
I agree with you. So Ag and Open Space is celebrating 35 years this year. When you think of some of the major accomplishments, what comes to mind?
It's so incredible because there's always a tendency to want to think about the magnitude of land, right? So we have conserved over 12% of the county since we started, which is enormous. It's huge, right? And there's, we have a lot of statistics around what does that look like in acres, right? It's 75,000 acres of redwood and oak woodland forests. Two trees provide oxygen for a person for a year, right? There's all those kinds of like measurable, oh my goodness.
It's
measurable benefits. Or we've doubled the size of the regional park system. That's a really incredible accomplishment, right? There's nearly 100 miles of streams that we have helped conserve, which are really important for fish species and and water quantity and quality. And we're super proud of the fact that we've worked with at least 77 different farmers and ranchers to conserve their farms and ranches. And the large majority of those folks are still in productive agriculture, which is really, really something to be proud of. But we have this, like in land conservation, we have this tendency to talk about like bucks and acres, we say, right? But really, when I think about, when you ask me that question, I start imagining the spaces, right? Like the awe-inspiring views of the coastal bluffs that are conserved that you get to look at with like dotted with cows grazing, right? Or peaceful walkways right in the middle of downtown areas, or I imagine some of the ranchers and farmers we've worked with that just are so dedicated. It's a lifestyle, and they're always striving to do things differently, and how we're so lucky to have all these local products. So it's this funny tendency, right, to get into the details, right, to demonstrate our the benefit of our work, but really it's about the experience.
It's visceral for sure.
Well,
looking ahead, where is Ag and Open Space going?
I think well, you mentioned earlier that, so mostly to say there's still so much work to be done, right? The state, the country, and other countries throughout the world have set goals of 30% of land conservation by 2030. That means there's a lot of work for us to continue to do in Sonoma County. And I would just say that our goal is to continue to adapt to the changing needs of our community, similar to what you said a moment ago, like wildfire. That was not on our radar before 2017. And now we're looking at how we can use our tools to create these buffers in the wildland urban interface and help adjust, and how our work benefits climate change. And so I could go on and on. There's so much work left to be done, and we're just trying to adapt and do that work in a way that meets the current needs of our diverse community.
Just sort of bringing it back around to agriculture, since this is farm to table, what is your local or favorite local agricultural product to consume?
Well, I don't want to leave anybody out, but cheese.
Love cheese. Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Misty. And thank you, Crush and Farm Bureau, for having us. It's been great.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. It's been a blast. You'll come back.
Right.